Hello?
Jim, hi. You sound so much better.
Hey, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Okay, so let's get started. Congratulations on Wasted Talent, my friend.
Thank you very much.
So why Wasted Talent?
We see it all too often in our hood. Everybody's been accused of having a talent that they wasted, or we know somebody that should have gone so far in life and kind of got cut short. Maybe they didn't have the platform or the people behind them to push them. Even people like myself, like how Cam got kicked out of college when he was how he got kicked out of college for basketball and came back and ended up being one of the biggest artists in the world and shit like that. So, you know, there's a lot of different stories and a lot of different ways you could play it. But for the most part, the object is to be not waste your talent.
I like how you used a little sound bites from like A Bronx Tale. And I like that in there. What made you decide to do that?
Because I feel like Sonny a lot in this music industry with a bunch of colloquios running around. You dig? Trying to school them to the game more as I was trying to combat them when I was younger. I'm a little bit older now.
You know, it's interesting to me when I listen to the album, because first of all, the album's dope. Like, the production on it is amazing. Like, the hooks are amazing. The features are amazing. Like, but when I'm listening to the album, Jim, I am shocked that you are being as honest as you are on this album.
I mean, you get to a point where you only could brag about but so much. I mean, you try to be as truthful as you can, but when you wanna roll, you talk about all the good shit, and you forget to let people know about all the struggles and shit like that. And you know, I was at a point where I wasn't really in the music game, and I was just doing what I needed to do to make sure that my family don't suffer and things like that. And I got a chance to do the Roc Nation deal, and people was egging me on to get back to doing the music real strong. And I figured I'd tell people the truth of what it takes to, or what you go through in life.
Yeah, but you really, I mean, when I say you're being very honest about your, first of all, I mean, not that you haven't been honest about your gang affiliation, but it's really, really on this album. Yeah. You say a lot of things on this album, which are kind of eye-opening, I feel.
Oh, thank you. Well, shit, I hope people find it as truthful as you did, because I definitely poured my heart out into it. I feel good about every record.
So you weren't worried at all? Like, dang, I don't want everybody to know all this stuff about me at my age?
Nah, I don't worry about that, because I'm a hustler. You know what I mean? It's hard for me to get embarrassed.
Okay, all right.
I got my own bills to pay. I've been through so much life that I think I figured it out a little bit, so I don't let people get me as frustrated or get under my skin like I used to.
So you did this deal with Roc Nation. Of course, this was a while back. Now you're releasing your first album under the Roc Nation imprint. What was it like putting the album together?
I did about 3 different album sequences since I did the deal with Roc Nation. And just had about 50, 60 records that I had to pick from. So it was a task. It wasn't easy, but it was enjoyable. It was some work that I wanted to do. And we got it done.
So when you're underneath that imprint, because, I mean, obviously we all know who, heads Roc Nation, Jay-Z. But with that being said, like, when you're under that, is there pressure to conform a certain way? Or are they just like, Jim, do your thing. We're such a huge fan of yours. You could do whatever you want.
Nah, just do whatever I want. The only thing that they ask me is me kind of trying to stay out of trouble. Like, but at that point, I haven't really been in nobody's trouble or spotlight and things like that. So they did just kind of tell me to maintain keeping it cool. I mean, that's it.
Well, I wanted to tell you that. First of all, I want to give a shout out to my guy, Relly Rel from Hot 937, who produced Got to Be Real. That's a dope record. And also, like, I love Best Life. I know you got the video out with Eric Bellinger. Bag Talk's a dope record. Like, the album is a really solid album.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to hear that.
And you know what's interesting, too, like, my producer, Michi, really pointed this out to me yesterday. He said, this album is a Jim Jones album. He said, one record flows into the next. It's like, you can listen to the whole album. You never want to stop the album because there's, like, a whack record. Like, every record, it's kind of like they just all work together.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do since my first album, is trying to give people a flowing album. I used to call it ride music, something you just put in the car and just do what you need to do and make your stops and bust your moves and go all over everywhere.
So I know that you guys are supposed to actually come out here this summer. I know you have a Dipset tour happening. So tell me what's happening with it, Jim. Is it happening still?
Yeah, the tour is definitely happening. Shout out to Killer. Shout out to Juelz. Juelz is back home. So, It's unfortunate what he had to go through, but he is back home, and you know, we got our prayers out, but he'll be able to go on tour and do the shows and stuff. So he definitely will be seeing a Dipset.
Okay, so because we're excited about this, we've been asking for this, we've wanted this for a very long time.
Yes, I wanted to.
So what made you guys decide? Like you said, okay, we're going to do it now. It's going to happen. We're going to go on a Dipset tour. Like what was the language like?
The language, to tell you the truth, Tumor was the one that kind of put us back together. He's so much of an honest person. He's so much of an honest person that when he asked us to do the Spotify concert and stuff like that, it made sense to us because both me and Cam respect him just how much of a genuine person he is, and he kind of gave us a segue for me and Cam to get back together. And shit, ever since Tumor made those calls, I think me and Cam like been on the phone like every day since then, or texting each other ever since then. So.
It must have been, I have to say, like, because, you know, it's, I can, as a fan of Dipset and knowing everything you guys have been through and your relationships and how you've worked together over the years, it's hurtful to us when things are not going well between you guys. So I can only imagine when things aren't going well between you guys, it must be extremely hurtful to you guys as well.
I mean, it's a personal thing. It's definitely a personal thing when you're not on the same page as your brothers and the communication ain't there, but. That was a day of the past. Right now, we're on. Everybody's on the same level, and a lot of love is there. A lot of communication is there. We understand what needs to be done. And we don't got too much time to be playing with each other at this age and this time. So,
right, it's time to make money together.
Yeah.
So, what are we looking at for like a Dipset album? And I'm sure everybody always asks you that, and you're so tired of answering it.
Well, we plan on putting out an EP right before we go on tour. So. The people will definitely have some new music by the Diplomats and some new videos or something. We're going to have some fun.
By this summer?
Yes, this summer, 100%.
Oh, wow. That would be amazing. And I know you brought up Juelz and everything he had to go through recently with him, his arrest with the drug and weapons charges from the TSA and all of that. So, I mean, this guy, he's going to be able to go on tour with you guys, right?
I believe so. I mean, you know, the stipulations, I believe that they're going to figure it out for him where he can.
Okay, good, because we're really excited about that. And, of course, you know, we always love to watch you on TV, Jim. So are you going back to reality TV or no?
I mean, I have never had left reality TV. You know, I mean, I've done about 6-7 shows at this point in time. But, yeah, we plan on doing another dysfunctional family show coming right up.
you're like, here we go again.
Word, hella dysfunction.
But you are fun. Like, you're funny on the show.
I try to be. I try to keep a little sense of humor. Try to stay in my light, you know.
So what's the next show going to be?
My next show? Yeah. Who knows? We've been called by a few different networks and stuff like that. So you never know.
So this will be you, Chrissy, your mom?
I mean, it'll definitely be me and Chrissy and that whole dynamic. So we'll figure it out.
I saw the other day, like, on Instagram how you put up a picture of your mom.
Uh-huh.
You are such a mama's boy. You still love your mom so much.
Yeah,
you love that lady right there. So, you know, with this, all the working out you've been doing, a lot of working out, Jim.
Yeah, I have.
You're like in really great shape.
I'm in the gym right now. I had messed up my rotator cuff, but right now I had to chill out for like 5 or 6 weeks. But I'm in the gym right now on the road to recovery. Hopefully I'll be bigger and look better and that whole type of thing in the next month or so I'm working.
Well, somebody said to me today, they said, ask Jim Jones if he's going to end up coming out with some sort of like workout website or something of that nature.
100%. I'm definitely working on a workout initiative, a big workout initiative. So I want people to stay close and keep supporting my Instagram posts and all that. I've been approached by a few people. So I'm just trying to figure it out, whether it's a show, whether it's an app, but like it's all going to come together. My goal is to open up a gym. That's 100% one of the things that I want to do.
Okay. Because I know recently you had a bad experience at a gym.
Huh?
I know recently you had kind of a bad experience at a gym.
Yeah, man. Shout out to LA Fitness.
So, what was that over again? What was the fight over again?
A phone charger.
Oh, you're the phone charger. Yo, you are hilarious. You're like on IG, like, listen. Yo, did you get any money off that? Like, are you going to sue him or something?
Nah.
No.
I'm not like that. I'm not an ambulance chaser.
No, because I sue sometimes. I like doing that. It's good. It's good times. I also heard that you are going to be getting involved, or if you're not already involved, in the cannabis industry. Is that true?
Yeah, I have my own line of cannabis products. It's called Cannabis and Bacapo. Right now we got pre-rolled, but we also have extract, we got sauce, we got the regular cannabis. Like, you know, it's a big thing. It's a big company.
So how do we go about getting this cannabis?
Got to be in states that's legal to carry to sell either side of dispensaries.
Okay, so you have to go, like, to Massachusetts.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay, cool. All right, so, yeah, we're going to go. Me and Michi are going to take a road trip up there, and Craig, we're going to get Craig high for the first time ever. And I know you're also involved with Arena Football, right?
Yes, I'm a part owner of an Arena Football team. The name is the Richmond Rough Riders. We're currently 4-0 for this season. We're the champions from last season. We're kicking ass this season. It feels good. It's dope. The arena is done with great energy. The kids come out. The families come out. They support the team down in Richmond. Shout out to Richmond VA, who's been supporting me.
Do you ever, like, go train with those guys?
Pardon me?
Do you ever go train with those guys?
Well, I went down there for the tryouts and stuff like that. I'll probably bring my son down there. He plays football before the season is out to train with the big boys. Hey, man, I hope in the championship again. I've been trying to bait different players to come on in and kind of do what I'm doing. I mean, different artists can kind of do what I'm doing, get some ownership of this league and kind of take it to another level, you know?
Right. Well, I think that's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely exciting. So we'll see what happens. I also have a cell phone service. We provide a cell phone service. It's called VO Mobile. No, I don't sell cell phones. I sell cell phone service like AT&T, Sprint, Boost, Cricket. Called VL Mobile. You can go. The website is up and running. I believe they said now you can go online, get your phone turned on, unlimited every month, or, you know, however you want to do it. Got data plans, everything.
I respect you so much, Jim. You got your hands in everything, man. You're making a ton of money, and honestly, I cannot wait for you guys to go on tour. And this Wasted Talent album, it's really one of your best.
Thank you.
So I appreciate that very much. You're just getting better. How about that?
That's great to hear.
So what do you want us to play off the album right now?
What's my favorite?
Yeah, anything that you would like. What song would you like off the album?
Well, my favorite song off the album is the song Pray. That's my absolute favorite song off of this album.
Okay, so we're going to start with Pray. How about that?
But the single is Gotta Play the Game featuring Wyclef and Lucci. We just shot the video yesterday in Harlem. And in the Bronx, we had a ball last night, too. So please play the single also.
We are going to play that right after Pray.
Thank you.
Okay, Jim, thank you very, very much for checking in. We really appreciate it.
You already know, Jenny. I'm going to come up here soon so I can get a hug and see you all in person. Tell Buck and everybody that's what's up.
I will, and we can't wait to see you. So, yes, whenever you'd like to come here, let us know.
I bet. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Jim. Take care.
All right, Jenny.